A Wednesday Afternoon Metaphysical Rant. Each moment, a piece of it all. A fragment, flash on the screen, an echo, an engagement of our most sacred being. If we remember, something reminding us who we are, who we've become, in between good looks in the mirror. Growing up, I never liked my hair. Too thick, too curly, not flat and combable like my friends. Now look at me. Silver white hair, too thin, my dad's bald spot at the back of my head. Now I wish I had thick, curly hair. My annual physical is next week, and I'm not looking forward to it. 10 pounds heavier than last year, though I've been on a diet all year. Well, not the one the clinic doctors put me on. Mine instead. Much easier, far more satisfying. An extra dollop or two of mashed potatoes, ice cream once a week, real ice cream, not that low-fat stuff tasting like frozen wallpaper paste. This year they stick that tube with a flashlight up my behind. Why would anyone want to be a proctologist? Don't get me wrong, the world needs butt doctors. Besides, it pays well. But too bad they can't fix the other type of asshole in the world, like Joe Camel, who flicked his cigarette butt out his pickup truck window and nearly hit the hood of my new Lexus. Why don't smokers put their stink sticks out in their car ashtrays? Every car comes equipped with one. At times like this, I try to remind myself of what my guru, Swami Kundagaspar, said. Everything in life is an opportunity to learn and grow. Even the pigeon crapping on your head is a teacher. The pigeon teaches us to accept what the moment presents. But pigeon crap? I asked Swami. His reply, yes, we must learn to deal with the shit in life, to detach from what we hold on to and mistake for the true way. And so, I didn't lay on the horn and give Joe Camel the finger. But deep down, I prayed a pigeon would drop a big one on his noggin. This economy stinks. And I blame that bow-legged, warmongering George Bush. And yes, Enron, AIG, and the rest of those corporate thieves. Well, okay. So we all share some blame for our economic mess. It's the worst it's been since the Great Depression, which I missed, but certainly Dad experienced. He even had to drop out of high school his junior year to work at Gus McCann's filling station in Benwood, West Virginia. Dad says it was the best thing he ever did. Old Gus taught him to play the guitar, something that brought true happiness to my father. Dad died last October at 86, just over a year ago. He kept his sense of humor to the end. During one of my last visits with him, Dad said, boy, this economy is bad. I better get the hell out of here before they raise the price of funerals and up the admission fee to get into heaven. He laughed. He made it through, and before both hiked their prices. I want to do something different with my life. Honestly, I'm tired of working. That is, doing things for money. Don't get me wrong, I love money. But really, work isn't all it's cracked up to be. Mostly, I'm tired of the pigeons. You know, those people who are forever crapping on you because they pay you to do something that, frankly, they should be doing themselves. The older I get, the more Karl Marx's words ring true to my ears. No, I'm not talking about one of Groucho Marx's brothers. I mean the big bearded 19th century political economist and philosopher who said, work enslaves the spirit and beguiles all goodness in life. I guess that's why I like art. It frees the spirit, unshackling us from our own madness. That's also why I hate it when someone says, "Your poem or photograph is a true work of art." Art to me is the antithesis of work. I'm glad I got all this off my chest. I feel much better. Maybe I'll even go back to work and put up with those pigeons. Maybe I'll listen to my doctor this year and cut back on the mashed potatoes and ice cream. Maybe I'll grow what remains of my hair long, take up the guitar, buy a farm and raise pigeons, register as a defense contractor, and sell my pigeons to the Pentagon.